All right, so yesterday we were looking at some silly and strange laws, right?
know.
Like you can't fart in public in Holland.
Right. And
And
also we learned that you cannot catch a special fish,
yeah,
right?
the sturgeon.
That's right, 鲟鱼。我之前还不知道那是什么鱼，but then I
呀。
realized 它是做那个鱼子酱 caviar。OK，难
Yeah, no
怪。
wonder. And
OK。
you can't deliver, you can't ask the delivery man to deliver pizza to someone without telling him.
Or
But
you'll get
that's really
fined。
weird because what if I want to surprise you with
对啊，如
pizza?
果是 surprise birthday party，然后你 you want to send a birthday cake or something or
Yeah.
flowers to your loved ones，啊，好无聊
So
哦。
weird. But we do have a lot more strange laws here.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, you can take a look at some of them in
Huh?
case you're traveling to these places. So
Okay.
let's take a look.
The world's strangest laws.
However, some laws aren't so silly. In Denmark, there is a list of babies' first names. The government doesn't want kids to have strange names. Until 2016, the list had 15,000 names for boys and 18,000 for girls. If you want to call your baby any other name, you must ask the government. Some people enjoy naked hiking, but you can't do so in Appenzell, Switzerland. You'll have to pay a fine if you do. Many people did this until the government stopped them in 2009. So, the next time you think a rule is strange, remember these ones. Many other places have strange rules too.
Word power!
Government. Government. The government asked other countries for help after the big typhoon. The government asked other countries for help after the big typhoon. Until. Until. I need to work until 6 p.m. today. I need to work until 6 p.m. today. Enjoy. Enjoy. Richard enjoys basketball. But he doesn't like soccer. Richard enjoys basketball, but he doesn't like soccer. Stop. 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 Stopped. Stopped. Diana stopped her little brother from falling down the stairs. Diana stopped her little brother from falling down the stairs.
认识智慧.
Naked.
Okay, so let's take a look at some more silly laws. It says,
mm-hmm.
however, some laws aren't so silly.
Oh, okay. Okay, 好吧，然而有些法律也没有那么的傻啦，或是那么的搞笑。我们来看一下像是什么呢?
Okay, it says, in Denmark, there is a list of babies' first names.
Oh, okay, 所以在丹麦 Denmark, 有一份婴儿名字的清单。
Okay, it says here, the government doesn't want kids to have strange names.
Okay, well, that's actually a good reason.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Yeah, okay.
Like, some people are named after really interesting things or objects.
Or ugly names.
There was a news a while ago where
really?
A child was named A, B, C, D, E, F, G, but then it was pronounced like Abadifa or something. It was really weird. And then,
you don't want that.
Yeah, and
people
then,
will actually make fun of your name.
Yeah, someone did laugh at this child's name and the mom got really upset. But...
But
I mean,
Mom, what were
you
thinking?
You named your child A, B, C, D, E, F. The spelling is A, B, C, D, E, F, G, but she pronounced it in a different way. It was really strange.
你可以不要这样欺负小孩吗？他长大会被人家取笑。OK.
Exactly.
所以在这里好险我们这个政府呢是不希望小孩有奇怪的名字。可是这个不是全世界啦只有在那边的政府。
Yeah.
OK, 政府。How do you say that in English?
OK, in English it's government. OK, it's a long word spelled G-O-V-E-R-N. G-O-V-E-R-N-M-E-N-T, government. Now, when we talk about the government, we are talking about a group of people who control and make decisions for a country or who make laws for a country. This is a word we learned earlier as well. For example, we can say the government asked other countries for help after the big typhoon. The government asked other countries for help after the big typhoon.
Government, OK, 它当然就是政府的意思，它是个名词。那政府呢，有时候他们就会提出一些政策啦，就是 government policies and regulations, OK? 那通常呢，我们在世界各地，我们可能在新闻会看到 a corrupt government, 就是贪污的政府、或者是 powerful government, 就是它权力非常大的、当然也有它的相反的 weak, a weak government, 就是比较软弱的政府。那回到刚刚的例句提到，就是在那个剧烈的台风过境后，政府向其他国家寻求协助。Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's in Denmark we were talking about.
Right, about the name.
The strange names.
Exactly.
Okay, they don't have strange names thanks to the government.
Yeah, exactly. So here it says, until 2016, the list had 15,000 names for boys and 18,000 for girls. Okay.
Nice.
So there's a list of names that you can choose from because, again, they don't want kids to have really strange names like A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Abacadus.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. 所以截至2016年，这份清单上有15000个男孩的名字跟18000个女孩的名字可以供使用哦。That's good. More choices for the girls.
Yeah. Okay, we saw the word until. It's spelled U-N-T-I-L. Until.Until here is used as a preposition. It means up to a point or up to a time. So if your mom says you have until 8 p.m. to finish your homework, it means that after 8 p.m. and you did not finish your homework, you're in trouble. You might get yelled at by your parents. So you have until 8 p.m. to finish your homework. You can take a look at the sample sentence. It says, I need to work until 6 p.m. today. I need to work until 6 p.m. today.
OK, 这里 until 呢它是个介系词表示直到什么时候。所以通常我们后面接的是一个时间。像是 I stayed until morning, 我一直待到早上。或者是 I will keep working up until dinner time, 就是我一直工作到晚餐时间。Very hardworking here.、好啦那看回刚刚的例句提到的则是 I need to work until 6 p.m. today. 我今天必须工作到晚上六点。
Let's continue reading. It says, if you want to call your baby any other name, you must ask the government. Okay, so your baby name has to be from this list. If you want something else, you have to ask the government, the Danish government. Any other just means, you refer to someone or something, but it doesn't have to be very, very specific. So maybe they want their child to be called, I don't know, strawberry. So they have
to
ask, yeah, or orange or something. They have to ask the government, is it okay if I name my baby orange?
I don't think so. Okay, 如果你想要给自己的小孩取任何其他的名字，你得先要问这个丹麦的政府哦。这里 any other 就是任何其他的。So additional or more. 比方像是 does anyone have any other ideas?Do you have more ideas? Okay, 所以没错啦，为了保护小孩子不会因为怪名字而被霸凌，所以呢，我觉得这还不错，它就是会有一些名字的清单，然后听说呢，还有当地的教堂要登记，然后才经由哥本哈根大学的这个姓名调查部门跟这个政府的教会事务部审核才可以就是 OK, 你才可以用这个名字。So it's pretty strict. You can't use strange names. But that's a good idea.
That is a good idea. But I think you might have a problem where people will have the same name. So maybe we could be...
John, Mary.
Yeah, and then they might have the same last name as well. So that's kind of interesting to see how that might happen. All right, anyways, let's take a look at another law. It says, some people enjoy naked hiking, but you can't do so in Appenzell, Switzerland. Well...I don't enjoy naked hiking, but maybe some people do. When you're naked, it just means you're not wearing any clothes. So some people like to hike without their clothes on. But we cannot do this in Switzerland, in Appenzell,
right.
Switzerland.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll look at enjoy. What does this word mean?
Okay, so enjoy is spelled E-N-J-O-Y, enjoy. Enjoy is a verb and it means to get pleasure from something. It means you feel happy doing something. You are relaxed. You like doing it. For example, we can say Richard enjoys basketball, but he doesn't like soccer. Richard enjoys basketball, but he doesn't like soccer.
Enjoy 有享受啦，喜欢的意思，它是一个动词，跟 like 的意思是差不多。不过注意哦，enjoy 后面呢，我们要变这个把动词变成动名词 ，like I enjoy eating, for example,or I enjoy good food. 所以 enjoy 后面也可以接名词。比方像是我们的例句啦 ，Richard enjoys basketball. Richard 他很喜欢篮球，但是呢，他不喜欢 soccer 足球。OK， 所以课文刚刚提到，就是有些人喜欢裸体健行naked 就是裸体，或者是 nude N-U-D-E 这个字也是有裸体的意思，但是呢在瑞士的 Appenzell 你不可以这么做
no.
OK Why not? 因为接下来客人就说啦 You have to pay a fine if you do. A fine 是什么呢？就是罚款。所以呢如果你去瑞士这个裸体健行就要付罚款耶。
Next in the article says, many people did this until the government stopped them in 2009. Okay. They don't want naked people on the mountain.
Okay, I get it. 因为其实过去很多人喜欢在这里裸体健行，直到政府在2009年就这个说 okay, stop, 要禁令哦，就是他们就是颁布，就是说你们不能这么做 Okay, stop.
Stop being naked, okay?
Right.
So here we see the word stop. It's spelled S-T-O-P, stop. When you stop someone from doing something, it means you prevent them from doing it. So you don't want them to continue doing that. So, for example, I can say he had to stop his work because of the noise. Okay, he couldn't continue his work because maybe it was too loud, it was too noisy.Or the phone stopped ringing just means the ringing doesn't continue anymore. We don't hear that noise anymore. But we can take a look at our sample sentence and it says, Diana stopped her little brother from falling down the stairs. Diana stopped her little brother from falling down the stairs.
OK, 在本课的 stop 是有阻止的意思哦，它是一个动词。比方像是 the policeman stopped the fight, 这个警察他怎么样制止了这场斗殴。或者是呢 I couldn't stop him from crying, 有时候 babies they can cry all day, 就是无法阻止他一直哭哭。OK, 那 stop 当然还有停止的意思啦，比方像是 the traffic light turned red, 转红灯了 so she hadTo stop, 所以它一定要停下来。Or stop, 后面还可以接动词 ing, 像是 stop arguing, 不要再吵了 ,stop talking, 不要再说话了。嗯，可能老师常常会说这样 ,stop talking,or using your cell phone. 好啦，那看一回刚刚的例句提到就是 Diana 阻止她的弟弟跌下楼梯。Yeah, I know that's dangerous.
Yeah, luckily she stopped him or else her little brother could be really, really hurt.Okay, so let's finish off the article. It says, so the next time you think a rule is strange, remember these ones, okay?
Yeah.
So yes, there are some strange laws in different countries,
right?
But there are even stranger ones here, such as you only can name your baby certain names from a list,
right.
Or you can't fart in public. That one I really remember.
That
one's
like
funny.
That one, right? So 下回你觉得有条规定很奇怪的时候，你就可以想想这些法律更怪，对不对？
And then last thing in the article says, many other places have strange rules too. I'm pretty sure there's so much more, but we don't have all the time to talk about that. Okay, so.
所以因为很多其他地方有很怪的规定，所以你就可能会觉得，这些的规定也还好了啦。好啦，那 let's now we have to go first to our magic box, right? And then come back to our review time game. So the chicken is back.
Oh my gosh, the chicken's back.
Yay.
Magic box. 找亮点。
家好，我是 Peggy。 大家应该很常在课堂上遇到老师问说，还有没有什么其他问题？ Do you have any other question? Do you have any other question? 这个特别常在检讨考卷的时候出现的问句里面的 any other 其实就是任何其他的意思，意思就是说除了刚刚讲过的东西以外的任何其他东西还有没有问题。那当中的 other 这个字大家应该有一点印象，我们先来复习一下，其中最常见也最简单的就是 one and the other 这样的用法。这边的 the other 是用在讲两个东西的时候，也就是用来表示两个东西当中的另外一个，像是 I have two sisters, one is a teacher and the other is an engineer. I have two sisters, one is a teacher and the other is an engineer. 我有两个姐姐，一个是老师，另外一个是工程师。在这种用法的时候，这个 other 是代名词，所以后面不用再加上名词了。比如说像是刚刚的那个句子讲到有两个姐姐，那后面就不用再讲是哪一个姐姐，总之是另外一个就对了。但是 other 有的时候并不是代名词哦，像是刚刚的 do you have any other question? other 后面加上一个名词 question，就是把 other 当作限定词来使用，用来限制我们想要讲的名词的范围。当作限定词的 other 后面要接不可数或是复数名词，像是 There are other ways to solve this problem. There are other ways to solve this problem. 要解决这个问题还有其他的方法，限定的范围就是目前这种方法以外的方法。但是 other 限定词前面还加上了一个 any，那后面接的名词就要跟着 any 一起变化，可以可数也可以不可数，可以单数也可以复数咯。比如说 I don't have any other homework to do today. I don't have any other homework to do today. 我今天没有其他功课要做了，太开心了。这边的 any other 接的就是不可数名词 homework， 或者像是 Do you have any other pens? This one is running out of ink.Do you have any other pens? This one is running out of ink. 你还有其他支笔吗？这支笔没水了。这个 any other 后面接的就是复数名词。说了这么多种 other 的用法，我们现在就来试试看翻译这个句子吧。这顶帽子不好看，你有没有其他顶可以戴？
The answer is, this hat looks terrible.Do you have any other hats to wear?
你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Dun dun dun! The chicken is back! Oh, okay, well...We have four word pair words. I'm going to give you guys the definition.
The
you、
chicken.
Guys try to guess the words and beat the chicken. Okay? Are you guys ready?
Okay. The chicken is ready.
The chicken is ready. This word means、up until a certain point or time.
You just said until.
I'm trying to help you guys.
I think the chicken sounds angry.
Okay. This one means to not continue doing something.
Stop.
Good. Okay. This is weird.
Strange.
It's a really easy one. Okay. This word means a group of people who control a country, a state, or...
Government.
Okay. Oh, man. One person was so close to guessing the right word, but I think the chicken won this round.
I know. Good chicken.
This chicken is good. All right. That's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoy the article. Some laws are kind of funny. They're kind of strange. You can learn a little bit more of, and research it yourself as well. But that's all the time that we have for today. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
I'll see you guys soon. Bye.
The World's Strangest Laws.
However, some laws aren't so silly. In Denmark, there is a list of babies' first names. The government doesn't want kids to have strange names.Until 2016, the list had 15,000 names for boys and 18,000 for girls. If you want to call your baby any other name, you must ask the government. Some people enjoy naked hiking, but you can't do so in Appenzell, Switzerland. You'll have to pay a fine if you do. Many people did this until the government stopped them in 2009. So, the next time you think a rule is strange, remember these ones. Many other places have strange rules too.
Government. Government. The government asked other countries for help after the big typhoon. The government asked other countries for help after the big typhoon. Until. Until. I need to work until 6 p.m. today. I need to work until 6 p.m. today. Enjoy. Enjoy. Richard enjoys basketball, but he doesn't like soccer. Richard enjoys basketball, but he doesn't like soccer. Stop. 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 Stopped. Stopped. Diana stopped her little brother from falling down the stairs. Diana stopped her little brother from falling down the stairs.
认识字汇
Naked.